Well, you may remember a little while ago, one of the guests that's joining us now was also in talking about sex. And they had a video out back then talking about consent. They've got a new song out now. And so joining us is the writer of the song and the founder of Sex. Please welcome Mary Gitachew and Shira Taylor.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi. Shira, welcome back to
you. Thank
you. Mary, so nice to meet you.
Likewise.
First of all, Shira, just remind people or tell listeners who maybe didn't hear the last time you were on the show, what is Sext?
So Sext stands for Sex Education by Theater, and it's a program that I started as my PhD thesis to educate youth on sexual health using theater. So we touch on everything from domestic violence, which this video shines a light on, to chlamydia, to HIV. And most recently, we partnered with CANFAR, the Canadian Foundation for AIDS Research, to take the play that we created with newcomer youth on a national tour to areas of Canada most affected by HIV and release these music videos.
And part of the reason, too, why this is so important is not only, like, I'm a huge advocate for knowledge. And while I mean that on every level, but I also really mean, like, I didn't know anything about sex or sexually transmitted diseases or anything, or think about consent or any of those things until I was an adult. And so I think knowledge is power. And when you have young people teaching young people with the correct information, so powerful. And I recently saw, and maybe it was CANFAR that put this out, I'm not sure, but I recently saw a survey of young people, and like kids and young people in Canada today still think things like, you can spread HIV with a hug, which is terrifying, because no, you can't.
Absolutely, yeah.
And just, you know, hug people if they consent to the hug.
You watched our last music video.
Come on. I know how consent works. I'm very big on also asking permission to touch people, even in a non-sexual way.
Yeah.
But also, I think part of what... consent is such a broad term. And part of what can easily get lost in there is, you know, being in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And what is a healthy relationship? What isn't? We often think about... if it's a bad relationship, it's extreme violence or it's extreme. Yeah. And really, there's a whole lot of different shades in there. Mary, tell us about the song.
Yeah. So I think what was critical about even just getting to the point of being able to create the song was having the space to do so. So the song only came to be 2 years ago. That's when we decided, yeah, we should put something original in this show and make it our story. But it took the 2 years before that of knowing that this space existed for me, knowing that if I wanted to take the creative lead on something, I could. And knowing that just because I was young at the time didn't mean that I wasn't able to do so, right? Knowing that, like, Shira believed in me and that we had a bunch of creative collaborators, right? Like, we had Ming Bo Lam choreograph the piece. We had Elena Huatko do the music and co-write the song with me. Having all those pieces together before even ever getting to the point of putting Tunnel Vision together just allowed me to feel like I could even engage in that process. But the song itself, it takes an experience of mine from when I was 18 and just makes it into something that it's interesting. I like to think of it as what I wish I had been able to see when I was 18, right? 'Cause, and it then becomes a catch-22 of if I'd seen it, I probably wouldn't have been in that position. But that's what it is. It's me trying to use my story to A, heal myself, but B, prevent, and if not prevent, help others heal as well by using art. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense. And I think for anyone who, you know, here's the thing. Here's what we know for sure, I think, when it comes to young people, is you can absolutely go, here's what's going to happen if you go down that road, and they're going to be like, you don't know my life, and they're going to do it anyway. Or you can go, well, look, here's my story, and you're going to do what you're going to do. But I think even if, you know what, if a young person listened and is like, I can't relate to this, or I'm still going to, you know, I see some red flags, but I'm going to do it anyway, I think it plants a seed, whereas maybe they're in the middle of something and go, this is the thing. And you know what I mean? It at least mitigates in some ways if it doesn't prevent fully. Yeah. But I think also it's so important, like storytelling is the most human thing, and it's how we have for centuries come together as people. And I think when you, many people can't share their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. so when you are able to, and you do it in a way, and that, yeah, other people have a similar story and can relate, it can be part of their healing process.
Yeah.
And is so important. Can you elaborate for people a little bit on what the experience was that is in the song?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was 18 years old and just found myself in a position where it's interesting. I knew what those red flags were even then. Like, I understood that I was uncomfortable with a lot of different things that were happening with the relationship that I was in. But I didn't have either the tools. Like, I didn't know how to say that I was uncomfortable. I didn't know how to, like, what to do with that discomfort. And I didn't know that there was even the potential for any action that could keep me safer, right? Mm-hmm. And so not knowing all these different things, but knowing at the same time that I didn't like these things that were happening, put me in this position where I ended up just kind of frozen until I was almost pushed into action, right? Which is just the leaving and being able to see the other side of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's another piece that I think is so critical in the way that I'm telling my story, is that, like, I hope to be able to deliver that kind of understanding that what young folks, what anybody needs really, but in particular what young folks need, is the tools, is the understanding, is the step 1, 2, and 3 before you even end up with that whole plan of how to be better, right? Or how mm-hmm. to find yourself in a better position, is to know that you can be in a better position, is to know that you, like, deserve to feel good. And that, like, I think of it, so for example, culturally, right? I grew up in the Middle East, where you couldn't really even talk about, you couldn't talk about relationships, let alone healthy or unhealthy.
Right.
And so when you think then of, like, how do you even begin to bridge that gap, it becomes so much more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think so much of life in general is we're confused because of things that are not said.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, I think we have, and, you know, we talk about a lot in terms of, like, social media, this concept of everyone's living their best life but me, or this idea of, to put it, just to give it some context, I had this conversation about entrepreneurs with someone the other day,
mm-hmm.
where the impression that we all get is if you really want to be successful, you only sleep 4 or 5 hours a night. And if you're not doing that, you're not really grinding. Okay? Yeah. You're not going to get there. And which is ridiculous, because, of course, most people can't survive that way. And one thing that I've realized that I want just everyone, no matter how old you are, where you're at in your life, is, like, yeah, you know what? If things make you uncomfortable, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And acknowledge that and look at that. And you know what? If you need more than 5 hours of sleep a night, that's okay. You're going to find a way to make it work for you.
Yeah.
And it's not that anyone ever flat out said to people, you're not trying hard enough if you're sleeping 8 hours. But it's this idea that we all sort of make assumptions based on what's around us.
Yeah.
And, you know, we are a little bit more free, or certainly maybe a lot more free in North America in the way we talk about relationships. But we often don't really dive into it.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that really speaks to the importance of comprehensive sex education, because